Good afternoon. I'm here in the Gawler Civic Centre with Melinda Kennedy, who is our library's promotions and digital literacy person.
We've got a very fun, this is a really fun time of year. We've got the fringe has hit Gawler as well as the rest of South Australia. If you haven't been into the Civic Centre Library yet to check out the children's area, it has been overtaken by circus fun and the staff have had a great time getting involved.
With lots of balloons.
Had Jeanette and another Friends of Gawler Libraries volunteer come in and blow up, I think it was over 150 balloons. So that was really good, and we're very grateful that we had your help, because that was 3.5 hours of of busy work. So, but the kids seem to be really loving it. They're really enjoying the space. So it's great that we can do that kind of thing.
It is.
So that's just the beginning. We've also got the Humans of Gawler photographic exhibition on at the moment with Daniel Down, and he's got all of his work up on the cafe walls. And we've got an extra little interactive bit where you can use our Polaroid camera, take your own photo and add a little quote and be part of the Humans of Gawler exhibit. So that's really good fun. We've had lots of people getting involved, including some elected members, our youth volunteers, the CEO. So even our dinosaur, Doug, has got, he's becoming a human of Gawler, which I think
lovely.
Is interesting. But the other thing about this time of year is we also have our autumn shelf talk out. So if you look forward to reading those, this one is full to the brim of great articles. I'm really proud of the staff this season because they've just brought it out another level. Really impressed. We've got, it's full of articles, of book recommendations. We've got lots of events. Obviously, we've also got school holidays coming up and Easter. So if you come into either of the libraries in the lead up to Easter, we will also have the little, so we've done a little bit of digital manipulation and turned some of our staff into Easter bunnies. And so they get placed around the library in little various places, and it's always good fun for the kids to come and find the silly bunnies. So that's good. So if you're in the library, then definitely come in and have a look. We've got some articles about creative pursuits with your strings and yarns and mending and all that kind of stuff. We've got Fringe in the Park. We've been celebrating Dr. Seuss's birthday during this week. So if you see some of the staff wearing some odd things, it's just in celebration of the fun that is Dr. Seuss books. So some odd socks, stripy clothes and funny hats, that kind of thing. So it also goes along with the circus theme.
I noticed you had some fantastic socks on. I have to talk about Melinda's socks here. They are really colourful and bright, and
they're dinosaurs.
They're really cool.
All because of Dr. Seuss, and we all have a bit of a personal story about when we discovered Dr. Seuss. He's been around for a very long time, and actually he's one of the articles in Shelf Talk, so if you don't know much about him, have a read. So we still have a lot of Dr. Seuss books in the collection, and they get borrowed constantly.
Just timeless, aren't they?
Oh, they're so, so good. And the we've got grandparents who come in, bring their grandkids or their great-grandkids, and they discover them and they read to them, and it's always really good to see these just enduring stories.
The only books I collected from my family home from when I was a child were the Dr. Seuss books.
Yeah.
And the only ones that made it from when I was a child too.
They're just so much fun, and they're simple and simple drawings, and they have a really good meaning to them.
Is that one?
Or sometimes they're just really silly.
Yes.
And that's another really good thing.
It is.
We need to be sillier in life sometimes, I think.
Well, that wonderful play on words.
Yes, definitely. There is a particular story, and I can't remember what it is. I think maybe it's Hop on Pop. Not sure. And that was a bet from his publisher that he couldn't write a whole book in 50 words or less.
Right.
So he won that bet, and that's a book that we all know the story of.
Yes.
So, yeah, so that's fun. Moving on, the Toy Library is flying ahead with pretty much all up on the catalogue now. We're still getting a lot of returns back from previous LCI users, which is really good because we're checking them all out, cataloguing them and getting them up. If you want to learn more about that whole big process, we received 800 toys, which is a massive mammoth effort,
especially because a lot weren't just an individual toy, they were a set or a puzzle, or, you know, there was something with multiple parts.
Oh, absolutely, there's lots of counting and checking and photographs and trying to describe things that you not normally would. And our technical services department, which is just the three people plus a whole ton of help from volunteers, has done a brilliant job getting all of that up and ready, and the kids are loving it. So definitely come out to the Evanston Gardens Library if you're keen and have a look. It's all out there. The other thing about Evanston Gardens is that we are having another family fun day to celebrate the official launch of the toy library, and that will be on the 28th of March, and it will be 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. We'll have craft activities, face painting, ice cream, sausage sizzle, coffee van, interactive story time, and lots of other things. Obviously, you can come and borrow books. You can have a look around if you've never been there before. The Perku Garden is out the back, and that's great fun. So definitely put that in your calendars because that will be lots of fun, and it's always very busy. We have got tech sessions that have restarted up for the year. So they are the last Tuesday of each month, and they all have a different theme. So if you go on to our Humanitics, you will find all of the events that we've got for the next 3 months, and you can have a look and see which theme we've got for which tech session, or otherwise give the library a call. Yes. And we can have a look for you and we can book you in. You don't need to worry if you don't know anything. We can help you out with that.
We'll just drop in.
Yeah, definitely. Come and drop in. We love to see everyone all the time. So, yeah, there's just lots to find in the current Shelf Talk. Lots of information. We've got some staff picks. We've got some great presentations from My Aged Care, Services Australia and Dementia Australia. We recently hosted the CEO over at Evanston Gardens, and that went very well. So we're very keen to have these other organisations join us to talk about what they do and how they can help you out. We've got some trivia in there, so you can test your brains.
That's always fun.
Yeah, and then we're teaming up in May with Divine Dining, which run the cafe here at the Civic Centre, Divine at 89. And we'll be doing another cooking demonstration. So if you missed the last one last year, or even if you got to it and found it great fun and very tasty, I suggest you put that in your calendars and book yourself in, because that will be really good. Chris and James do a fantastic job with all the catering and providing all sorts of sweets and scones and, yeah.
It's nice to see that area being so well used.
Oh, absolutely.
It's really come to life.
It's so nice to hear all the happy, busy noise. In the library, I don't think I've ever in my life, and I've been here for 16 years, shushed anyone. Because that's such an archaic idea of libraries. We are a community space. Mm. And yes, there are spaces where people tend to be quiet because they're studying or reading. Mm. But we had 39 plus babies and toddlers in our children's area mm-hmm. this morning for Tiny Tales, and it was just raucous, happy noise. It was yes. so good.
Yes, noise is good.
Yeah.
Especially so, happy noise.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So I think Belinda is surprised at how busy her Tiny Tales sessions go, but she's doing a brilliant job. So obviously that's coming across, and we're getting lots of people pop in. So definitely come in to either of our branches and see what's on and what's available. Lots of new books coming in all the time. Mm-hmm. We do purchases monthly, and our tech services staff get through them nice and quick. So
we've also got the book sales in both libraries.
Definitely, yes. Thank you to the Friends of Gawler Library. They've got the two book sale shelves, one at each library, and they're always topped up with all of our X stock. So you can definitely grab a bargain or a box which is really good, although it's a mystery box, so you just have to be brave and try something new. But for less than the price of a cappuccino, it's not that big a deal.
And I guess if there's, even if there was only one book in the whole box that you liked, it's still a book.
A game. Yeah, and then we've also got our little free libraries around the town,
yes,
which are great fun. You never know what you're going to find in those. And if you've got some stuff that you need to get rid of, why not consider putting them in the little free libraries? See if somebody else wants them. I know kids' books are really well sought after in those.
Buying books, because children read them so quickly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you can hang on to your special favourites, like your Dr. Seuss. But as someone working at the front desk of the library, I've seen many parent come in and hand over a book and say, can you please not put this back on the shelf until we leave? We're kind of sick of reading this one 18 times a night. So yeah, it's good to get something new.
It is.
A bit different.
Yeah. Especially when they start to learn to read.
Oh, yeah.
Then they'll just read them themselves and they need constant. We were constantly coming into the library when our boys went through that
absolutely.
Initial reading phase.
We've got quite a few families that come in and they will fill their library bags every couple of months. And that's their home library is what they've borrowed from us. So it's really good to see that.
Yes.
Effect we have in the community. They're saving a fortune and they're not at any deficit for it.
And you're stimulating the child's imagination by giving them lots and lots of stories rather than just the same, you know, five stories that you might own over and over. And it's nice to own some, but you can't keep up with a young child's reading needs.
No, definitely not. And it's always good fun when they get to come into the library and find something new.
That teaches them about borrowing responsibility and returning.
Yeah.
And that's important too.
And it's always interesting when you see the parents and they say, no, we're going to give this one back now. It's somebody else's turn.
Yes.
Because we get to go and find something for us that's brand new.
Yes.
So, yeah. And they love it. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Melinda.